to be in a record crowd. If you look at those student pulls so far of tickets, it might be. We've got that and more coming up in sports.
There you are.
Yeah. A record ticket pull so far.
So the cell phone thing was a real issue, huh, early in the season?
Oh, yes. Yes. Legitimately so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just your phone.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, I don't usually call anybody when I'm leaving the stadium, but I know that there are a lot of people who are and do, and that's...
Because you got to coordinate where you're going to go, you know, celebrate or drown your sorrows, depending on the outcome.
I got you. Okay.
Depends on if we're talking, you know, after the Oklahoma game or after the Missouri game.
Yeah.
Well, wait, there are only like 9 people leaving after the Missouri game.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
What?
Because Aggies stay till the end.
So, I mean, you're in
to get that shot in.
Yeah, you're in the stadium with 80,000-plus people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, aside from... your face or the face of the people next to you. What is the purpose of taking a picture? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah,
especially
with a flash.
I've never gotten. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never have. You see all those flashes going because, like, you know, your little Kodak Instamatic flash is going to reach all the way down to the field.
Well, and also because the lighting is so poor down there.
Right.
Between
the new lights and the ribbon boards. As far as taking pictures, I mean, I can tell you right now, being the child of not one but two former students.
Okay.
Occasionally something arises. For instance, was it the... Louisiana Tech game that we had the red, white, and blue out logo.
Yeah. Okay.
I took pictures of that and sent it to my dad.
Now that, I'm there with that.
You know, every once in a while I'll snap a pic and I'll the band. You know, the band is what gets all the pictures taken.
Yeah.
They have to stop the game because Chase has to leave the booth because he saw something cool to take a picture of. Mm-hmm. And he has to come back up and then,
No, even through the smoked, tempered glass of the Caulfield press box. See, that's the beautiful thing about not having a flash on my camera or on my phone. So.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
Turn that off, not a problem.
That's it. Okay, so how many different things have ladies done to try to get the exact right man for them? You know, some change their hairstyle or hair color. They go work out. They do something else. I mean, something to attract the man of their dreams.
Also, he can get paunchy later on in life.
That happens. Russian women hoping to land a rich husband.
Oh, they're going to shave?
No, they're going to set a shot put record.
Yeah.
That was insensitive.
Which one was more insensitive?
I would say it's
competing.
You be the judge, Scott.
It's competing in sensitivity.
Yeah. I'd say the first one was kind of more widespread because there's some Russian ladies who just aren't very good at shot put as much as they try.
Okay.
Anyway.
But it would still impress a guy.
To be fair, there are also some beautiful Russian women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, well, these ladies are taking pole dancing classes.
Ever seen the Girls of Moscow edition?
A larger... point of the BBC story is the great divide in Russia between the very rich and the very poor. There is no middle class. Competition to snag the man of high social and financial standing is so fierce, because there's so few, that these women think that learning to pole dance would give them an edge. And that's not all.
So said the pole dance salesman.
Of course. Now, does he come to the door of the public housing, and he has a miniature pole with him.
Yeah,
and he just sets it down there next
that's
to him.
That's yeah.
That's right. If you'd like to go ahead and do a little screening dance, we could go ahead and do that, too.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, a portion of the...
that's just it. Does he provide the demonstration?
Right, yeah.
What you do is you wrap leg around the pole and window.
Yeah. A portion of the video report shows the instructor... I'm not going there. Merely, he says, a normal woman cannot be a feminist. Many Russian women remain deeply conservative, and most prefer to have a man in charge at home and in the Kremlin. But still, they want to go get their little piece of money there. And also, this never works well. Boise, Idaho, the police have arrested a woman, who they say impersonated a plastic surgeon conducting breast exams at a local bar.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Hey, she can work for the TSA now.
Yeah, she can.
Did she have a T-shirt on that said FBI, female body inspector?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in years. According to the Idaho Statesman, the story began when police learned that a medical office was getting flooded with calls from prospective patients who wanted to see Dr. Berlin Osiwaja.
Dr. Feelgood?
I guess. But no doctor by that name worked at the office. Callers provided a description to police, tracked her down, and arrested her at the bar.
There you go.
You know, darling, I am qualified.
I'm a professional at this. Just stand still.
Just hold still. Info.
Mason?
You heard the part where I said it was a woman.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well.
I'm not going to do a woman's voice.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, I understand.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this
in a bar.
Yeah. He was talking Russian women again. You know?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And it was in Boise. I mean,
oh,
come on.
Man.
Of all places.
Yeah.
1776, 24-7, 867-5309. Some numbers just stick in your head, like the new Whataburger, 531. Five pickles, three crispy onion rings, one creamy pepper sauce on double beef patties with cheese. 531. Think of it as a countdown to tasty for a limited time.
What a burger!
Just like you like it. There happens to be something new on the menu at Whataburger called the Chocolate Brownie Pie. Now think about that name for a second and all that it communicates. Chocolate brownie pie. That's hot, rich, chocolatey brownie filling wrapped up in a crispy, buttery fried pie crust. We know what you're thinking. And yes, we've got plenty of ice-cold milk in the fridge. Available for a limited time.
What a burger!
Just like you like it.
Hey, there you go. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
November the 18th, it is. Happy birthday to you all, if it's your birthday today. Speaking of men, women with deep voices, Brenda Vaccaro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she turned 70.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she turned 71 years old.
I mean, we know what her voice sounded like 20 years ago. Imagine what it sounds like now.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be great.
Yeah, sounds like Darth Vader.
She's 71. quite the opposite, though. Actress Linda Evans turns 68 years old today. Of course, Diana. What do you mean? Eh, what are you?
I don't know. Just I didn't ever find her attractive.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. Let me get back off my chair.
Thank you. All right.
You didn't think Linda Evans was it? Did you ever
do
watch
you mind?
The big?
Yeah, do you mind? Is that okay? Yeah.
I'm not sure, Scott.
Well, okay, fine. Anyway.
A little worried about
back
you,
in the
son.
Back in the Big Valley days.
Now, you didn't watch the Big Valley?
No, I didn't watch the Big Valley.
Oh, okay.
I didn't either,
well, I need to get you some Big Valley reruns. Oh, yeah. You'll change your opinion.
Please,
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
I'm going to find a picture of her in her Big Valley days. So there you go.
Okay.
Or right. Death Valley days. Anyway.
Compare her to Barbara Stanwyck. See who comes
out. There you go.
All right. Okay, well, the homely Linda Evans is 68 years old.
I never said that.
Right, Ty pork chop running
there. Yeah, there you go. Actress Susan Sullivan is, I'm still floored by this. Actress Susan Sullivan is 68 years old.
Do you remember what show she was in?
No, what? What was she in?
She was in Falcon Crest.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
another one of those shows, kind of like Dynasty type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jameson Parker, is that the one that was married to Big Girl? I get that.
No, that was the other Parker brother.
That was Parker Jameson.
No. That was.
We're getting that into the tall grass.
No, we're not. Who was married to Big Girl?
His co-star, Gerald McRaney.
No. No.
That was Delta Burke.
No. You're getting the wrong Big Girl. I'm talking.
You're
about,
right. It was Parker Stevenson.
I'm talking about from Stevenson. Yeah, Parker.
It was
Stevenson.
His co-star. I was because he was in Simon and Simon with Gerald Burke.
Thank
or
you.
Gerald Burke. Gerald.
Thank you. Sinbad is 54 years old today.
Scott's gonna leave.
Yeah.
He's gonna
just keep the buttons
go,
up.
Well, no,
so
I'm just gonna say.
He's
gonna go. Seldom am I one of the ones who gets involved in that. That's usually.
Parker
that's
Stevenson.
Usually Tom and I do that, but
yeah.
You
there
on the
you
other
go.
Hand.
You, right, Kevin Nealon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've done three stars from 80s shows in a row.
Yeah,
we've done Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and Simon and Simon.
Yeah. Kevin Nealon, the Saturday Night Live ex, is 57. From The Office, we'll all agree on that we like this guy. He's Oscar Nunez. He's 52 years old today. Elizabeth Perkins, the actress, turns 50 years old. Owen Wilson. The actor from Meet the Parents and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, a great body of work.
Yeah, is 42 years old today. And Stephen Pasquale is 34. He's an actor also. And I guess that's all I got.
See, I'd actually come up with a secondary list because I thought that was a pretty lame list.
And yet,
yeah,
we...
once we get past the ugly Linda Evans.
Once she leaves the stall.
I'm all fine.
Homely as a mule.
Yeah. Golly. Glad I said Brenda Vaccaro. We'd have had no lookers at all.
Well, no, I actually...
And Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually went back and tried to find other 69-year-old women who I thought was attractive, who were attractive.
There are plenty.
Faye Dunaway was an attractive.
See, I don't think she's the least bit attractive. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
what?
I think,
what?
Yeah. No, I think she's attractive, but I don't think she's no Linda Evans.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, yeah. I just found Linda from...
I'm sorry. After I saw Mommy Dearest, Faye Dunaway ain't good looking.
No, I understand.
All right.
Yeah. All right, well, we don't need to fill with any extra birthdays since we've gotten that filled.
Yeah.
All right, it's 6:23.